All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grimm's Comics Corner. We are back with the Maximized Volume 4. Let's go ahead and get started. By the way, you can pick this up, at IDW, and if you want to support IDW right now, they've got a lock and key bundle at Fanatical. They don't have any other bundles going on right now, but if you want to support them, you can do that there. All right, so let's get started. You're a little princess inside, Sarah. You should let that part of you out sometimes. You should decorate the world. That's what my grandma used to say anyhow. Huh. Right. Last month, my grandma died. My grandpa went to a home, and I got all this stuff. Even my mom, who usually says, "Be yourself, Sarah. Don't fall for the male media's idea of beauty, blah, blah, blah," got all misty about my using grandma's stuff. Even bought me contacts. Like a rational outburst from her or a big surprise. What nobody realizes here is that none of this stuff is going to make me beautiful at all. Not like Julie. This ship is always in my dreams. I think of it as a ship of wonders. The inside feels strange but friendly. I go to my seat as though I've always known where it is, like I belong there. Even though it's a dream, it feels real. And then the ship starts up. And though I'm leaving, it's like going home. But you're not home, are you, Mr. Delamore? No. I know that in your dreams you reach that ship, but out here, you never will. You're right. I know it won't happen. But if I could just get a few steps closer... Uh-huh. You lost your wife not long ago, didn't you? Marcella, yes. Life can be pretty miserable, can't it, Mr. Delamore? Everyone wants to escape from it sometimes. I'm no different. Of course, my fantasy revolves around Al Gore, an Arabian stallion, and a bullwhip, but it's the same principle. I think you think, if you're nuts, that you won't have to leave, that you'll be safe. But you're the only one who can decide when you have to leave. I'm sorry, you're right. I know. I know. I'm not saying you're lying. I think you honestly see recycled 1950s horror flicks running through your head, and so you think you still need to be here, but you don't. Everybody has a movie in their head. No, I don't think you do, or you wouldn't still be chasing spaceships. And of course, that's what she says. I'm not saying you're lying. Jill, everything went pretty well for a couple of weeks after I stole the car. I met these two guys in Tails and gave them something to tell their grandkids about. Maybe not. Then I hit somebody in a thunderstorm and I was screaming, crying over the body. When I realized it wasn't raining, and this wasn't a body, it was a Christmas tree. And then some backpacker came up behind me and offered help. Somebody nice. I don't think we reward nice people often enough, do you? This morning I woke up and everything came back. The important thing is to reach the ship. Every day I try, and every day I get a little closer. The closer I get, the less important everything else seems. I go past the two people who argue about the shape of the wall tiles, and I step over the boy who screams in French in his sleep, and then I'm out. The ship is 20 feet away. It seems so real. So where you want to eat after the shift? I don't know. Mex? So real. I can see myself as my grandma saw me. But then I see me as me. What's the point of trying? You ever notice that eyelashes look like centipedes? Bad girl. Good girl. Victim girl. So many images. So many ways for boys to see me. Mom may have a point, but then she buys all these Miss magazines with articles about oppression and ads for Revlon. Talk about mixed signals. All I know is, I can't find any place for someone who looks like me. What's this? One of Gon's tapes. Must have fallen out before I tossed the box. No, Mrs. James, your father is fine. He's making great progress. I just feel so grody, you know? I feel like I sold him out. I spent my life trying to rebel against Mom. Now she's gone. I just can't look after him and Sarah, too. Perfectly understandable, but remember, he's the one who checked himself in. Nobody blames you. I miss my daughter. I tried to explain, but she just kept crying. Just another 10 feet. So, how about Ty? What's Ty? It's been so long since I saw Gramps. For all I remember, he could look like that old guy. God, nursing homes suck. Mom says it was Grandpa's idea. Right. Get real. Why would anyone want to enter a nursing home? Jill, to escape? Would you say this was a pattern, Jill? What pattern? That I do a crime, then find a guy, or ball a guy, then commit a crime? That was the pattern I was thinking of, yes. I hadn't noticed. Come on, what about the shoplifting spree in Toronto? After each heist, you, mounted a Mountie and then stole his horse. That was a coincidence. It's the act of a young woman desperate to punish herself for something. Right. You are Sigmund. Sex and money, the ideal punishment. More men. More cash. Punish me some more. Cute. The important thing is to study the guards' schedules. Tonight, they're eating Chinese. This is it. This must be where the ship came from. It's a doorway to Mars or something, and it's been here all this time. I was right. The dream was true. I'm finally free. Or at least my head is. Anytime I want, I can escape. I'll show him. I'll force my way through. I'll vanish and leave this painful, rotten world. I'll finally be free. Free of... reality. I could just listen to his lies and be done with it. Dear Daddy, dear mass murderer, serial rapist Daddy. I could be just the daughter he wants me to be. Listen to him, talk like him, dress like him, be like him. Or I could just rip the tape right out. God, he'd love it that I spend so much time thinking about him. Creep. He's like the ultimate man. He not only decides how women should dress, how they should wear their hair. He decides if they should live or die. God, it's like living in the world's stupidest after-school special. My dad, he kills people. How I came to understand him. I hate this. I just hate it. My mom thinks I'm just a burden. My best friend leaves town. The only one who really cares about me is him. God, don't let me be like him. Don't let his craziness be in me. At last, the guards are gone. I've waited all day, but I can finally slip through that window into the other world. It's exactly 14 paces. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16. No! It's gone. The doorway is gone. It can't be. I didn't make it up. I checked every inch. Now I'll never get out of here. Marcella, I miss you. I hurt inside. Of course you do. I thought if I lived in here, I wouldn't have to feel. I could just go numb and forget. But all I do is feel. I'm tired of this crap. Of course you are. The bus is here. I know. I had the orderly put your bags on board. He gave you some burritos and egg rolls for the trip. Good. You've been a friend. Write me when you get to Mars. Marcella is on Mars. I'm staying here for a while. Emmett? Marcella would have wanted it that way. Not really. She would have wanted to be alive. I hate it. I hate it. I look like a goddamn bunny. Nope, this is not the way I'm gonna decorate the world. Grandma could do this. I can't. The contacts hurt. The eyelashes tickle. I feel like a stranger. A total stranger. I guess the world is stuck with the same old Sarah. This ship is always in my dreams. I think of it as a ship of wonders. The inside feels strange but friendly. I go to my seat as though I've always known where it is. Like I belong there. and though it's real, it feels like a dream. And then the ship starts up, and though I'm leaving, it's like going home. I stole some more food for you, Jasper. Thanks, Link, and thanks for not telling. If Dad found out, he'd whoop me good. Jeez, it's been 3 weeks. I'd give anything not to have my hands stuck in this stupid dimensional portal thing. Anything? Even with your new bike with the even your new bike with the glow-in-the-dark handlebars? Sure, why? Gah! Oof. Where am I? Let's see. Sarah and I used my old key to slip into Julie's house. We were trying to find some clue as to where she may have gone. Also, her record collection was just sitting there. I remember listening to some old Bee Gees discs and getting very sleepy. I must have fallen asleep. Slipped into the parallel reality of the Outback. Funny, my Outback has been a desert since Julie left. And this place seems to be made up of quilts and linoleum. Not a good sign. Oh yeah, linoleum, quilts, and huge pipes made of aluminum. Mustn't forget the big pipes. Actually, if you squint, they look just like huge lawn chairs. At least I'm not talking out loud to myself yet. That's good. That's progress. Huh? Stop! This is private property! I am the king! Only I can loot here in my charming and roguish way, of course! The king. Yes, and I'm here to protect the princess from all interlopers. Splash, splash. Uh-oh! The joint's leaking! Must have been a psychic penetration somewhere, a violation! However will I get away? I'll drown, my legs are too short! All right. I'll take you. Thanks. Could you not dent my little tin body, too? Sploosh, sploosh, sploosh. Bitch. Say, do you know if those are really lawn chairs? Look at Mr. Dial-a-Doodle, a big purple toy that talks to itself. How originatable! Yes! I'm not a toy, I'm... And I don't talk to myself either. Hey, the water's getting deeper on the ceiling. Course it is. Everything's been turned upside down. You tells him, Mr. Rutabaga Head? We loves you, Mr. Talks to Itself.
Yes!
Takes us with you!
Oh, fur. I wonder what happened to the other bozo I was supposed to be carrying. Jeez, I hate dream logic. What's that? It smells like... a horse. A very big... If Alan Funt comes out now, I'm gonna die. The wagon, quick! It's our only chance! Oh, man. Those sure do look like lawn chairs. I will save you, all my small friends! I am the protector of this place. I am goodness and justice. I am the Max. Oh, man. My head hurts.
And we'll help Mr. Rutabaga Head. We'll pull the string on Mr. Yakety Yakety so he can read what's written on Mr. Dial-a-Doodle and we'll know where to go.
There is no need. The Max knows where to go. We must hurry to the first room before the water sinks any lower.
The first room?
Yes, the beginning's place. There's not enough time. The water is flooding in. Everybody, down! The Max will make an air space for all his small friends. The Max will protect you with all his strength.
Ouchie.
Now, I will fight my way on to victory. Must hold on, cannot black out.
Keep running, Mr. Talks to Itself, or you'll be drowned and crushed.
You make that sound like a bad thing.
Oops, Mr. Rutabaga Head is getting an unhealthy attachment to Mr. Dial-a-Doodle. Better pull them apart.
At last, we can breathe in the first room.
Excuse me, try that one again.
At last, we can breathe water in the first room.
Hold it, horse boy! I must enter. I am the protector. I... Yeah, yeah, well, I'm the king, and I say nobody gets to know the princess except on my say-so. You want to buy some love? $3 a bushel.
It's not cool to hallucinate, sweetie. Your pops is as dead as Janice.
Look, Muvvy, Daddy talked to Horsey.
Look, Mr. Rutabaga Head, it's the first room. We can breathe.
The first room? Hooray!
Not first room, you idiots. First womb. 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 See, that was the point of the water. You breathe water in the womb and never mind.
Sarah wasn't buying this whole princess metaphor anyway. She didn't even show up.
Show up. Show up. Show up.
Like the rest of this is real.
Let's try that one again, guys.
Hey, this Mr. Gone isn't real. It's just a tape cassette. Like the rest of this is real.
Quick, Mr. Talks to Itself, do something. We'll be lost, forgotten.
I'm trying.
Hey, the tape keeps unraveling. There's miles of it. It's covering up everything.
Sometimes, Sarah, you can, like, be so trying. That was a brand new tape of Earth, Wind, and Fire. I'll never get it back in the case. Uncool. Your grandma should see what her little princess is like on days like this, huh? Go and play with your toys in, like, the nice quilt castle your grandpa built for you. Get some sleep. Sleep. Sleep.
Oh, hi, Max. I guess we, must have fallen asleep, huh?
Hi, Sarah. Yeah. Yeah. I guess we did.
Ew, God. Where was my hand?
After that bizarre Outback dream, I can't remember what happened. I can't believe I would have not with Sarah. She's what, 16? 17? I would have remembered that.
I wonder if there's some diplomatic way I can wash my hand.
What was the dream about lawn furniture and quilts and Mr. Dial-a-Doodle? Sarah, did you have a castle? Well, sorta a castle, made up of quilts and lawn furniture when you were a kid?
Yeah, I thought it was the greatest place in the world, but how did you know?
Oh, man. Then it was your Outback.
That was why it was leaking. I damaged it because I'm not your Max. I turned it upside down.
Huh? And that would explain why I was dreaming about you. Well, about your past anyway. Who you were before you were the Max.
My past?
Oh, right. That's your secret identity and stuff. Don't worry. I always forget my dreams.
Click!
No, Sarah. You can't forget. You have to tell me. Who was I?
Well, I... Max? And Sarah?
Wow, look at that.
How could you? You, Julie... Your hair, it's...
Forget her hair. What about her?
It's called a belly, Max, and it feels as big as a house. How did it happen, you ask? Well, after I moved away to find myself, life still sucked. So I changed my name, borrowed a car, filled up on sugar and carbs, and rode high until I bottomed out and had to find more sugar, more guys, another car. You get the idea. Anyway, then I thought I killed this guy, but he turned out to be a Christmas tree. Then this other guy showed up. He was hot looking, so I slept with him in a giant donut. But then I stole his car. I'm knocked up, in Cliente, with child, preggers. Isn't anyone gonna say anything?
We were just surprised is all. Are we gonna meet the daddy?
Who? Oh, the donut guy? I don't even know if he's the sharpshooter, really. Gee, you don't even... Well, I guess... I mean, it's your life. It just seems, well... kind of...
slutty.
What? Out! I don't need that antediluvian crap, certainly from you. Max, wait! Grah!
Stupid, 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 stupid.
Don't you want to hear about my dream? Damn, he's gone. So that was dramatic. You can't just breeze back into his life and expect him to act like nothing's changed. You're his protector now? I'm his friend. Whomp! I don't want to see him hurt. And the one who mostly hurts him, slam, is you.
I've been to paradise, but I've never been to me. Hey, lady, you know what paradise is? It's an illusion. And you know what reality is? It's your husband. The one you fought with this morning. The same one you're going to make love to tonight. That's truth. Shut up, man. You're driving me nuts.
Hey, man, that's a friggin' great song. Not when you sing it, it ain't. Why don't you keep your mouth shut like this harmless little dude? Harmless my ass. There's a bunch of these creepy little guys all over town if you know where to look. They look human, but they're not.
Shut up!
They could change shape, you know, eat things. But if you're interested, I might know a way to...
Hey, what the hell are you looking at?
That's right, you better hide, you little mother.
Just shut up.
Sooner or later, you're gonna have to let your fears out of the jar. Well, Julia's gone nuts and Max has run off someplace. I guess I'll just sit here and listen to the confessions of my outlaw dad. I've been putting it off and it's not like I really care. Still, hey, why isn't there any sound? No! Click! How could I do that? How much did I record over?
Split the turnip. Wow, honey, I never told anyone about that.
I guess now you can really understand the rest of it. Anyway, I was born in Ohio.
Hey, Max, I know you're in there. I can hear your labored breathing.
Look, you can't hide out forever. You know that. Julie needs us now. Oh, sure, she acts tough. She acts extreme. What am I saying? She is extreme. She quit her job, quit us, committed crimes, used guys like we use parking meters, got herself pregnant, and you can't tell me that was an accident either. No yippee-siree. It's just another one of her head games to test us and make us crazy, and... Where was I? Oh, yeah. But we can't shut her out. There's the baby, for one thing. And Julia does need us. She makes me furious, too. You called her a slut, and I can't help it. I sort of feel that way, too. This'll be one more thing I can beat myself up about. It's not hip, and I know it's kind of a double standard, but she's not even sorry. I mean, isn't she supposed to grovel a little and apologize to us? Say something for God's sake. Fine. Shut me out, too. Our lives are falling apart here, and you don't even care. Some stinking superhero you turned out to be, and now you made me angry. Just great.
Sarah, wait. Mugged. Get. Help.
Shape changers, man. What kind of fool he take me for? Fool saying I won't last all night.
Huh?
Don't sneak up on me, you little. Mess you up bad. You hear me? You don't scare me worth shit. I told you not to fall.
Shut up!
Okay, tell me.
Too late, little lady.
Julie, I want to... Why are you sitting out here in the hall? I locked myself out. There are no locksmiths open on Sunday, and I think I left the macaroni boiling. Please don't say this is symbolic of how I run my life. Okay, I won't, but it is. Thank you. Where's Max? He's gone. Maybe for good. Don't bet on it. And here's a word of advice you probably won't listen to. Don't waste too much sympathy on me or Max. You'll only get hurt. I don't get hurt. Says the woman who's one big exposed nerve end. Sarah, only a fool would get hurt over something that's not about her. It's between me and Max. Remember, I'm the one who invented not getting hurt. Wow, I'm impressed. Hey, did you just call me a woman? Well, you're hardly a child. I've always thought of you as mature and tough enough to handle all of this, Sarah. And after what I saw this morning, I mean, a lot of immature people have sex. It's not the point. Max is a good guy, and it's obvious that you've made choices about who and what you want in your life. Oh, that. Actually, Max and I aren't as serious as it may have looked. Not serious? It was just sex? That Weasley little... You're just a child. Very funny. Anyway, I'm not the one coming off a 6-month love binge. You really slept with a guy and then stole his car? Well, not stole, borrowed. I left it plain as day in a public fountain in Altoona with his keys and driver's license taped to the windshield. I'm sure he got it back. I can't believe you left us. So when are you due? Another month, give or take. Well, I guess I can't stay mad at you forever. You mean you've decided to forgive me for being a fallen woman? Lucky me. Maybe I just decided to live my life and not care what anybody thinks. So what do you think? Seriously. Just spit it out. I can take the truth. Slut. Bonk! Okay, I can't take it. Sarah, all kidding aside, what do you really think? Well, I mean, how can I judge? My mom lived in a free love commune in Nebraska all throughout 1971. I grew up partly in a woman's lesbian collective and partly with two stepdads named Buzz and Steve. In my high school this year, three girls gave birth in the bathroom and one of the teachers was caught sleeping with the football team. So you see, by those standards, you're still a slut. Of course you realize, now I'm going to have to kill you. Tickle, tickle. Geez, Sarah, you wouldn't have any unresolved anger you're still working through, would you? Say it, say it. Okay, okay. I give. You aren't a slut. Yes, I am. At least I acted sluttish. Nobody's perfect. I'm a slut. Max is a Looney Tune, and you're the daughter of a mass murderer. Oops, that didn't come out. Sarah, wait! Damn. Get your tail in there, mad dog. Clang! And don't get too comfortable on that cot. The last guy in here up and died on it. Do you know what paradise is? Sarah, come back. Mugged. So the thing is, I've driven away everybody who ever cared about me. Sarah, Max, the donut guy, even my shrink hates me. Well, kid, I guess it's just you and me. How the hell did I wind up here? Looks like that creepy little dude in the corner's not going to be any trouble, at least. Those have got to be the largest sneakers I've ever seen. That's right, little creep. You just sit there and pick your nose and stay the hell away from me. I wonder how Dad would handle this. How could I love someone with so much ugliness inside of him? What kind of freak does that make me? Nothing makes sense anymore. Can't stop my legs from shaking. I need him so much. I'd even take a dad who's a rapist than no dad at all. God. All this teenaged angst makes me nauseous. How much worse can it get? I'm in jail for the night. I better not turn my back on the little guy with big feet. I've truly hit bottom. I'm in... Hey, lady. The name's Fridge. You know, that little guy across from you, he's not like us. He's not even human. That thing ate the last two guys in here. It looks human, but it's not. Yeah, right. Give me a break. Before the night's over, you'll know. It took most of the night to push that old freak's threats out of my mind. And about a second for it all to come back. Why, you little... Shut up! I love this freaking song. It's great. It's about this woman who tells this housewife about, I've heard it. It makes me ill. Then I'll turn it up nice and loud just for you. You know what paradise is? It's an illusion. You know what reality is? It's your husband. The same one you're going to make love to tonight. That's beauty. That's truth. Okay, I'm still in jail. The little creep is still in the corner. But now he's moving in, and this jerk is forcing me to listen to the worst song in the world. How did I get here? A mere 24 hours ago, everything was... clear. Click. Wow, so that's it. This tape explains it all. Dad knew everything, and now I've got to tell them both. The first one I went to was Max. There wasn't much time, and Max was our only chance. Julie was still in La La Land. Well, I didn't need the tape to tell me that. Hey, Uncle Eddie! That chick's gonna rat out our tagging! Golly, that's unfair! Let's skedaddle! The taggers took off when I came to Max's alley, and like an idiot, I picked up the can. Freeze! Was the cliche the cops chose. I left my one phone call on my mom's answering machine. Sooner or later, she's bound to get it. It's the later I worry about. Jesus, he must have the damn thing on repeat. It's a special form of hell listening to the same song over and over, let alone one as bad as this. Even though Fridge is sitting up, I can still hear him snoring. But the snoring guy in the next cell is the least of my worries. It's the silent one in front of me that's got me creeped out. So if he has bad enough taste to want to eat me, maybe he can stomach this music. Bonk! Crunch! Gonna make love tonight. I'm gonna make love to tonight, rather. Okay. Well, great. Solves one problem, creates another. Now I get to hear a Muppet version coming out of his stomach. Hey, where's my headphones? Stow it, jolly boy. At least he's asleep now. Dad's tape said these little guys are blind as bats. They feel and sniff their prey. Since I can't tie his hands, these cigarette butts will have to serve as nose plugs. Hey, cool. They muffle the sound, too. Well, kid, you done pretty good so far. The other two guys didn't last this long. I still ought to mess you up for trashing my disc player and headphones like that. I'm shaking. Tell you what, kid, that thing's still working inside. Get your hands on a good shank, and you could have cut him open. Solved both our problems. Great, if I had a shank. The answer's right under your butt. It's an old magazine. Ladies' Home Journal, I think. It's been soaked, dried, and twisted to a point. Just one thing, kid. You sure they can't hear? You know... just don't care. She's gone. She's gone! They must have let her out while you were sleeping. And leap to your feet, and the first thing you realize is... not only is she gone, but everything else is! There's not a smell in the whole place, so you feel... under your bunk. Just to make sure, nothing... so you check her side, feeling every square inch underneath. Even the upper bunk, but still empty. Ooh, excuse me. We're not supposed to zoom like that. But you're still hungry, and who knows how long it's going to be before they bring somebody else in. Whoops. Let's get it back to 100. Sorry about that, guys. Could be hours or days. Ah! Fridge doesn't exactly fit through the bars. Not all at once, anyway. Chomp, 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 chomp. You come back to the only place you're safe. The only place you haven't searched. And she was right there the whole time. Pop! Shh! Eep! I figured Fridge wasn't going to be needing the CD player anymore, so I left it in. So that's how I got here. Mom was pretty cool. She didn't give me too hard a time. I think she figured I must have had a pretty rough night. And I was going to take every inch of slack she gave. It's funny, but it was something my dad said on the tape that saved me. I guess Dad's not the only one with ugliness inside him. Maybe sometimes you have to be ugly to survive. I'm here. Let me see who this is. Okay.
I'm here. I'm in Pangaea, the outback, the primitive expression of all that the civilized mind desires and fears. Except the outback I remember was a lush and verdant grassland, not a desert covered with skulls. I wonder how deep the skulls go, and how far they seem to cover the entire outback. Strange. When I was nuts and running around here, this seemed like the most wonderful place. Now that I'm here in my right mind, I'm nauseous and terrified. I can't catch a break. Strange smell. I wonder what rotting horrors these skulls cover. One day the poison will have to come up. Pop!
I don't think I have anything left to come up. I thought morning sickness was only supposed to be for the first couple months. Pop! I hate my life. My only friend is my toilet. Nice toilet. Friendly toilet. Only you understand. If you were my friend, you'd clean up after me.
Define friend. It was just a few hours ago I was safe and secure and doing brittle dialogue with Julie.
I still don't see why you have to change the whole front of the building. 'Cause I'm changing. The world is changing. My house should be a part of... Uh-oh. Whoa, I hate walking in after the movie started. I guess you guys are talking now? I guess. I was feeling rotten this morning, so I sent one of those guys out to find Max.
And I came, showing how dismal the rest of my life is. Uh-oh.
What?
According to these blueprints, those workmen just cut through a bearing wall.
It was awfully nice of you to rush over here, Max.
That's okay. I guess I forgive you, Julie. No matter how big a jerk you were or how slutty you acted, you're still my friend.
Wait a second. You forgive me? I was the one that caught you two in... Max, let's take a walk before we smother from all the goodwill in this room. Max, we have to talk. I listened to Dad's tapes. They told me everything. That night it wasn't our bodies that joined, it was our minds. We had each other's dreams. I know who you are. But more important, I know what you've got to do. We have to go back where it started in this world. But at the same time, you have to go into the outback as yourself. You have to bring on the headache. Go towards the noise. Control the process. Can you at least try, Dave?
Why did she call me that? Ugh, it started. I will try. I will move towards the source of the drums. Ignore the pain. Leap into the void. Chung, 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 chung. And finally find out what those damn chungs mean, for I am the Max! And that's how it happened. Just that simple. I was standing here and I knew who I was. I remembered. But everything else is different. And these skulls are is-skulls. Somehow all the vegetation here died. And the is spread out of control. Generation after generation with nothing to eat. The dead above smothered the living below. And still more is grew out of the tortured soil. And here is the Leopard Queen's abode. The fortress, even it, has been alerted. Altered, not alerted. I found my way here. I do have all my memories of this land. I remember how this place would tower 100 feet above the jungle floor. Now it barely clears the skulls. I have to find her. My goddess, my queen.
Lapin, I knew you'd come.
Take off
your mask. I have to be sure. Yes, it's you, Brer Lapin. You're as real as the edge on my spear. Oh, it's Brer. Okay, he is a rabbit. I knew it.
My God, I'm a big bunny here. Now I'm really confused.
But your hair
and the fortress, they've changed. Have you healed, my queen?
The healing inside has begun, Brer Lapin. Or Brer Lapin, I'm not sure. But the land is still very sick, and the poison must be expelled from underneath. How I've missed you, Brer Lapin. It's like a part of myself has returned. Are you still having those nasty nightmares that you're a man?
Actually, I'm having one right now.
It's okay. You're safe here with me, where you belong. Come on. Put on your mask. We have to go.
Go? Go where?
To the volcano, of course. It's where this all began.
Hey, there's an Iss up here. He must have gotten stuck.
Don't worry. He's harmless. You see, we have to get there in a hurry. So we'll go by rock.
You mean break off a lair like this?
Just when I feel my
life is under control, somebody says something like, we'll go by rock.
No, no, you broke it.
Crack! I'm so tired of screwing up.
This is okay. It's still big enough to hold us, and we'll need these vines. Meep!
Hey, it's starting to... Whoomp!
Jump on! It's moving!
Float! It's starting to float!
Don't panic. It's not moving that fast. See the volcano?
Yeah, at this rate, we'll get there in a couple of days.
Your tongue is oddly sharp, Br'er LePain. The closer we get to the volcano, the faster we'll go. You'll see.
I kept wanting to ask, how can rocks fly? But in context, it seems like a dweeby question.
Lie down and rest, Br'er LePain. No telling when we'll have the chance again.
And just like that, she was asleep. We swung out through the void, with only the wind whispering against the sides of the rock.
Meep! Wake up, Br'er LePain. We're nearly there.
It was nearly late afternoon. I had slept through the night, and most of the following day. Surrealism takes a lot out of you.
The faster we go, the wider it... Excuse me, he says...
Hey, it's bigger.
The faster we go, the wider it grows, remember?
Sure.
The sun's going down. Our luck is holding. Twilight is the best time for this sort of thing.
What sort of thing?
Why, sacrificial magic, of course. It's all that will save the universe.
I'd forgotten just how much I hate saving the universe.
Thump, 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 thump.
The question I should have asked right about now was... What sacrifice?
Meep!
There's nothing like flying on a slab of rock over an endless field of skulls towards a mystically smoldering volcano to really give you a sense of your own mortality. Can we steer this thing, or are we on autopilot? I mean, what if something's in our...
Everybody, duck! Crack, 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 crack,
crack, crack, crack, crack,
crack, crack, crack, crack, crack, crack, crack, crack, crack,
It's an air whale skeleton, and we're going right through it! Guess that answers that question. God knows what's happening back in... Dodge.
Yipes, did you have to break out all those street lights? Excuse me, we're gonna try this one again? Yipes, did you have to break all those street lights? Did you even hear me say duck? And why do we have to ride on top of the bus?
Chung 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 chung. Because I am the Max.
Is there ever a time you don't say that?
No, not really.
Is it working? Are you in both planes of existence at once?
I think so. It's not perfect, and we aren't both getting feedback at once. But I think if I can keep going, I'll reach the place where the two universes join, wherever that is.
We're here!
Shh! Keep your voice... He said, we're here!
Shh! Keep your voice down.
Why?
The teeniest voice in this valley will reverberate and awaken the dreaded... Holy...
The whaty?
Shoot!
Shoot, I chipped off a piece!
Meep! Crack! Careful!
Hey, it floats!
That little rock you chipped off will go floating into the horizon, only to circle our fortress and come speeding back.
Oh.
But we'll both be long gone by then, right?
What are we doing here anyway? The Leopard Queen didn't say anything. She knew everything and didn't seem to need my help at all.
It made me wish I was back with my tools. I was always better fixing pipes than repairing souls.
Meep! Get ready to use the vine, Brer Lapine!
Hey, wait a sec. I was a plumber?
Now, Brer Lapine!
I'm on it! Bingo! Chunk! We did it! Hush!
Can you feel it, Brer Lapine? Can you feel something buried deep down ready to rise? Eep!
I think he wants to come with us.
He'll be fine. Come on.
The vine's slippery.
You're too heavy. Hurry or you'll snap it.
I remember the hot flaring lava. The burning when I dipped my claws into it to temper them so many years before. Past events were coming back to me in a flood. I thought you said we'd be drawn here.
We are being drawn. I never said it'd be easy.
Slow down, you're leaving me behind.
Ugh, just don't hold me back.
It was all I could do to keep my footing. Hey, it's just water.
Silly rabbit, that's just on top. Underneath, there's something that wants to come up. The third sub-basement of Julie Winters' apartment building. Careful, you microcephalic little monsters! Concentrate! Meep, meep, meep! If you don't connect those pipes just as I taught you, I'll drown you in a prison of rust and waste! And I'll never be able to communicate with her gravid and swollen majesty!
Gone is here.
Ugh, I hate this. I feel like I live in this bathroom. And now it's almost like I'm hearing stuff. Julia, Pop, it's Pop, me, Pop, Mr. Pop, gone. Chung, 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 tuck, 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 chung, 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 tuck, 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 chung, 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 tuck, 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 tuck. We're here, Max. This is where it all started. This is where something started. Where you were created. And Julia was split into herself, kinda, and the Leopard Queen. Chung, 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 chung.
Something.
Something blue and wet. I can't get a good fix on it, but there was pain involved.
And Gon was here?
Oh, yeah. Dear old Dad was here. He was alive all those years. Mom lied to me about that. And I don't know why. No more than I know what's going on in the Outback with the Leopard Queen and your other Max self. Bogus.
But you know my name. Who I really am?
Yeah, I know. Your real name is Dave. Chung, 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 chung. Did you hear? Are you listening? I said, your name is Dave! Chung, 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 chung.
I can't hear, Sarah. I don't understand.
She says, I don't understand.
Okay, I'll explain it one more time. Listen this time. This is the Leopard Queen's fortress home, where we came from. This is the volcano, where we are now. We came on a piece of rock chopped off the fortress. It speeds up and grows as it circulates the circles the volcano. Sorry about that. We'll be able to ride home on a big flat rock. But I messed up and chipped off part of the volcano. Now it's traveling back around the fortress, and it'll return as a huge boulder and crush us.
I wish Brer Lapine would come here. Something is bubbling up inside the volcano. I think it's
the truth!
All of it! All at once! And as we all know, the truth isn't pretty! Hiya, Toots, I'm back! That's it, you finally brought up the last of it! Splat! Ouch! The poison's out! The Queen already knows the truth. Are you ready to hear it? And the truth, or at least the acid lava, begins to eat away at the lairs of Iskulls, releasing the dire frogs who've been trapped in the mud underneath. They scuttle free. and leap towards the sun, filling the sky with feathers and warts. And still the burning rain continues to eat away at the skulls, until the sterile ground beneath is exposed and the lava covers all. The only safe place now is atop a looming, terrible, holy mountain. Stay here, little guy, and be quiet. They say when Mount Holy awakes, the world ends. Sarah says I gotta plunge my claws into lava again to bring the circle to an end. Pluck! You'd think I would have remembered that putting your hands in lava is really painful. Meanwhile, the lava works its way down through the subcrust, down to the primitive cow bathroom. Here, the distilled essence of Mr. Gon lies slumbering. The room, and in fact all of Mr. Gon's vast complex of evil, is dissolved by the lava. Pop, 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 pop! However, his essence bubbles upwards, free of the surrounding rock, until it floats into the nasal passages of a long-dead outback critter. Gon's poisonous essence taking refuge in the prehistoric nostril. Let's just cut the crap, Julie. Listen to me. I care. About me? Bull. The hell I don't. Your mom made me promise that you stay away from my mom, creep. I would never hurt your mom, Julie. She's the one that told me to tell you the truth. Yeah, and I'm sure it was her idea that you attack women all over the city. No. That part was pretty much me. Okay, forget your mom. I can tell you anything you want to know. I can even tell you about the accident. But I can't tell you if you're not ready to hear. Look at me, Julie. The truth is ugly. No, it's not. It is, and will remain so until you face it. But once you do face it, I will never be ugly Mr. Gon for you again. But you already knew that at some level, huh? I guess I did. Wait a second. What accident? Meep? Huh? When the ice is burned away, this mountain looks like some petrified thing. Some flat petrified thing with nostrils? Whatever it is, thank God it's dead. Meep? Well, except for me. Br'er Lapine, welcome home. Sarah did it. She got you to come here voluntarily. It worked. Now old Sarah told you she'd never see you. Excuse me. Now old Sarah told you you'd never see Julie on the outside again, right? Pop, you never belonged there. Your home is here with the Queen. You know, the guy Julie ran over that night in her Buick? The guy she thought was trying to attack her?
What accident? I do remember something. It was raining. Car lights. Somebody covering me with garbage. Old lamps broken.
Max, who are you talking to?
Pop!
So you knew you could never go back, right? You knew you didn't really exist in the outer world, right? Pop! Pop!
Gotta calm down. Think this through.
I can't do a snort.
Mirrodin. Mount Holy can't be moving. Uh-oh. No wonder the Queen told me to keep my voice down. Only I could be stupid enough to wake up the Holy after a billion years. A bad thing. I don't think he has eyes. Maybe if I sit really still. Easy, Holy. Nice, Holy. Shh. Boom! 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 Slap! Great. I'm gonna get slapped to death. Gotta go to the flying rock and fast.
Br'er Lapine, there you are. I can feel the outback starting to regenerate. So our work here is... Br'er Lapine, you idiot! I knew I heard you scream! You woke him! You woke the Holy!
Woom! Woom! I think he's cranky, and that's the good news. The bad news is that his nose is filled with the crazed intelligence of a murderous sociopathic sorcerer. Snap! He won't eat us, will he?
No, the Holy's stomach is far too sensitive to digest us. He will just slap us flat, suck us down his throat, boil us in stomach acids, and send our charred remains flying out again.
So we'd be dead, but not eaten.
Pretty much. Ooh. All right, here's the art gallery. Wonderful art by Sam Keith. Nobody draws like this guy. We also have the Hollows, Mars Attacks, Firstborn, The Worlds of Sam Keith. Oh, that might be cool. That's probably like an art book. Oh, yeah. And then we have his sketchbooks. So that's pretty cool. Definitely want to check those out if you get a chance. All right. So that was 13 to 18. IDW. Remember, you guys can support him right now. You can either just buy this or read it on your favorite comics app, or you can support the physicals. I know a lot of you guys like physicals. Definitely great to get those. And you also can support IDW right now on their Lock and Key bundle. Something I was going to do, but I'm not really sure. Lock and Key, like I read a few volumes way back when, wasn't necessarily just wonderful. And I do like King. I've got a lot of King books on my shelf. Just his son stuff. It can be great, and then it can be not so great. Like, I absolutely love Heart-Shaped Box. I think that should have been a movie, and I think it's one of the best horror stories I've ever read in my entire life. And because it has to deal with a rock musician, I identified with that more than anything, because I myself was a rock musician. So, okay. Thank you guys for your support. We definitely want to keep bringing you the Max. And I've seen one vote so far for Invincible. So I think I might be bringing you Invincible after we get through with the Max. We still got 5 and 6. So, I mean, it's March, April, May. So, yeah, it'll be about June before we start working on Invincible. And I'm definitely going to look at that poll, you know, over the months, just to see exactly what you guys want. I mean, do you guys want Invincible or do you want Hellboy? And if we get any trouble from Amazon, which I don't think we should. We didn't get anything from the boys. You know, I check that email all the time. You know, if there's any kind of, hey, we need to take this down, blah, 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 blah. I haven't gotten anything like that. So if I do get anything like that, you know, when we start doing Invincible, then yeah, we'll switch immediately to Hellboy. No questions asked. But I do want to cover as much Invincible as I have. I only have the Volume 1 compendium. That's all I've got. So I don't know if we'll be able to do all of it, but we'll be able to do a good bit of Invincible. And it is a very, very long compendium, by the way. So it'll take a good number of months to cover that. But all right, guys, I thank you for hanging out here and enjoying the Max. And it's crazy. Just, it's a real mind bender. It really is. And there's art. Just, I mean, I know you guys like manga. And the art in this is just way better, I think, than what they're doing in the mangas right now. Like, I know there's different artists for different manga, but now it all seems to have kind of the same style. And you don't really see art like this, you know? And I think it's just really one of a kind. So, all right, guys, I'm out, and I'll see you next time.